Hi, I'm Kemp Haar with FloridaDaily.net, and I'm standing here at Surfaces 2009 with Pete Doshea, who is the owner and president of U.S. Floors. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Okay, fantastic. So everybody should know who you are, but if they don't, let me tell you who they are from my perspective. Many of you have heard of the Natural Cork brand. That's one of your properties. So that's who you are. For a long time, you've been known for cork and bamboo products, but you're also in the hardwood business too, right?
Yes, obviously we had a leadership position on the cork with our natural cork brands and natural bamboo brands, and we have expanded that category with now oiled floors, natural oiled floors, again to stay within the same sustainability, environmentally friendly type of product range that we're offering, and not to deviate from our main focus on being an environmentally friendly company.
All right, so that's your main focus. Most all the products you sell, obviously cork and bamboo are that way, but even your hardwood products all have a sustainability story, right?
Yes, they have a sustainability story. We believe that's a very strong story that today is gaining more and more strength and awareness, and for sure with the stimulus package that in one way, shape or form will materialize. The focus on the renewable energy, sustainability, green is going to increase every day. The consumer will become more aware of that, and I think it will show in their buying pattern. As such, I think flooring like what we have will benefit from that.
All right, one more little background thing before we get into talking about the show and some of the other things, some of your big news. You're a Dalton-based company,
yes.
And actually you've just expanded your operation there, right?
Yeah, we basically expanded our operation and started a manufacturing facility in Dalton. We bought a building middle of last year and converted it and bought the equipment to start finishing, staining, finishing, profiling in that facility. So we buy products and we source products globally in an unfinished format, a little bit like on the carpet side, you would have grade goods, undyed goods. We bring these in planks, and orange sheets, and we stain them, we finish them, and we profile them and make them into a finished product. Again, in order to differentiate ourselves from what everybody else can only pick off the shelf, to give better color selection, to give better finishes, to give better wear warranties, and to bring unique products to our customer base.
On Floor Daily, we ran your news about 3 or 4 weeks ago that you'd sold a minority interest of your company to Amrum. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that transaction took place at the end of December last year, so that was very exciting for us. Amrum is a large Portuguese conglomerate, a group that's listed on the Portuguese stock market, and they have the largest cork business basically in the world. When I say cork business, their main business is wine stoppers and champagne stoppers and any other cork-related products. And then on top of that, they basically, from those products, they make a cork flooring. They're the largest cork flooring manufacturers in the world as well, and globally spread around. We got together with them last year, started talking as we were planning our expansion in the United States and our manufacturing. It was for us as well important to align ourselves with a very strong supplier of raw material, a very strong supplier of products, and somebody as well who could help us with the know-how on how to proceed with the development and with the manufacturing in the United States. So we discussed these things, and we decided that it would be great if we could join and combine our forces and both work on developing the market here in the U.S. So they bought a 25% equity in our company, and as such became a partner with us, and they gave us the opportunity to profile us and to extend our base and have a vertically integrated manufacturer as a meaningful partner for us. So very excited to be able to bring them into our family, so to speak, and very excited for us to be part of their family. We both have the same goals and the same ideals, which is to grow the cork flooring and to grow the sustainable environmentally category here in the United States, and as such, I think we're a perfect partnership.
Just at the show, just to hit a couple of the high spots of what you're showing your dealers here, can you just tell me a couple of things that are new for you here?
Yeah, one of the great things that we are showing here is our new Eco Design Center, which is where we truly take advantage of our capabilities in our manufacturing plant. We are showing the widest selection of colors available in bamboo and cork. We have a 48 color bank that we make on several substrates in bamboo and cork, in a combination with cork and bamboo, something unique. I mean, you can see a little bit on the background there. It's maybe you can see it or not, but that really shows what the versatility and what the flexibility is of our plant. Increasing the offering of the colors.
So this is a display system. It's basically
a display system with as well the POP and the marketing on how to sell the product into the marketplace. On top of that, we have a great collection of naturally oiled, antique white planks, long planks floors, a product category that's very popular currently in Europe, which is gaining momentum in the United States.
Is that solid or engineered?
That's an engineered product.
Okay. Right.
Engineered product. And we believe very much in the opportunity there. So apart from that, there's a number of other different things, but we are quite excited about what we can show here. And the traffic so far today, L2, I mean, it has been off. There's no question about it that the attendance at the show is less than last year. We have been busy this today, and we are quite excited to have been able to welcome all these customers here on the stand. So, to summarize,
while the headcount might be down a little bit at surfaces, there's still plenty of people here talking about business, aren't
there? Oh, yeah, no question. I mean, the people that have come because they saw an opportunity and a need to find out what's new, what's next, how can they be different, how can they differentiate their stores, how can they prepare themselves to get through this 2009, which is going to be a tough year, we all know that.
Yeah.
And they come here to really make a deal, close the business, and not just to kick the tires, so to speak.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Well, we've been, again, talking to Pete Doshea, who's the owner and president of U.S. Floors, a company to watch, I might add. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.